This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact they're indestructible. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Because it is Wednesday, that means that it is the world according to Second Call Defense. And joining me once again from the halls of justice is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little puzzled. I was enjoying being a deplorable, right? I was really enjoying that. And then, Hillary vapor locked. And then she went to Chelsea's house, but she didn't go to a hospital. And she went to Chelsea's house, and then she came out, and she was fine. Hey!
You know, we all need a home like that. And, you know, and what everybody's been missing, and you may have talked about it, I got in late, was the fact that the Democrats were on the floor of the House today demanding gun control. Over and over and over. And Nancy Pelosi, oh, yeah. Just when you think Nancy Pelosi can't get any dumber, she does. And, you know, you could live a lifetime, you know, off her quotes alone and the things she says, but it's amazing. I mean, they're telling it, you know, they're talking about, again, the terrorists, people on the terrorist watch list shouldn't have guns. Uh-huh. And then they say, you know, if we only could have had two proposals, expanded the background checks, and banned sales to those on the no-fly list, things would have been better. Well, wouldn't have prevented anything in Orlando. Those two things would haven't prevented anything that has occurred as far as the mass shooting goes in the United States, to the best of my knowledge. And it just kills me. And then they make comments like, you know, what the Speaker Paul Ryan is bending to the gun control lobby or the gun lobby. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. 5 million members of the NRA and an estimated 50 million people that support what the NRA is doing, that's a lobby? I would say that's pretty much America. And it just goes on. And then, of course, I've always said that when you're talking to a gun control advocate, they lie because that's all they have. Well, Nancy Pelosi has redefined what a mass killing is, apparently, because she made a comment that that you may not have noticed, she said, but there's been more than one Columbine, one Virginia Tech or Sandy Hook or Pulse nightclub mass killing every single day this year. And so if people are looking in the press, even the lamestream media saying, what are you talking about? Well, they've redefined what they consider to be a mass killing. And, you know, the media is saying to claim that there's 272 mass shootings so far this year, you know, that's idiotic. And somebody said if Nancy's face wasn't Botox to the point of petrification, it would show shame for pushing such an absurd claim. So at least people are getting behind it. But this is what they've done. They redefined what a mass killing is, which apparently is more than one person.
I think they've done it based upon some website that does tracking. And then, like, if four drug dealers are out there,
right,
and they shoot each other, and then all four of them are shot, then it becomes a mass shooting.
Yeah, if you can't win the argument, you just change the rules and the facts. But it's interesting that they're still pushing that. But as voters need to remember that they're out there.
I knew that they were going to. I had read they were going to start this Twitter war.
You're right. That was on there too.
Okay, big deal. But I mean, I see nothing in the news about that. But I guess are they? I'm waiting for Ryan to get with the sergeant at arms, and I think I would slap around Kevin McCarthy a little bit till he finally snapped like a rubber band, and just say, "Look, you're an idiot. Now get out there and do something about this. You're supposed to be the majority leader." And they need to go. I mean, the sit-in was a violation of House rules, wasn't
right.
it? Their little sit-in and their selfie fundraising mobile phone video fest that they had.
Yeah, and I noticed online too. What you were talking about was their tweets that they were going to do, and it was supposed to happen like 12/22 or something. And I'm not sure if it ever did. At least I never saw any of the tweets, so I'm not sure. But I'm probably not following any of those people.
Well, I mean, there's nothing in the news about it. There is nothing, not even on the Clinton News Network. There's nothing about it.
I just noticed something on NBC. Basically, they said that when I just did a search for gun control just to see what was going on, because I never know what I might have missed. And they talk about the compassion, and none of these laws would have possibly stopped anything. And think about it. They want us to believe that a terrorist is going to follow a law. That's where the breakdown in their reasoning comes from. We can all sit here and look and laugh at them, but, it would be laughable if it wasn't true that these people are actually making these statements. And, the fact is, they make us a moving target because, the bad guys don't obey the laws. We know that. So why do we even talk about passing more laws? Because nobody's on the floor slapping around. It's probably right, Bill. You had it right the first time. You're only going to stop good guys from getting guns because we're the only people that are going to listen. And then, I wish I could have got this woman's name who was on Fox on Saturday or Sunday, but she just had some great statements about the Hollywood people that are trying to step up and bash guns. She's saying all these people have bodyguards. They're hypocrites. And it's okay to protect me, but don't protect yourself. That's what they believe. And you would think that that more and more people would understand that. And then you hear the results of the latest polling. And they're trying to bury those. It makes me feel good. People and everybody listening, and Bill, we've been saying all along, it's us. I was in Anderson Township speaking to a group of pro-Trumpers that are out, ranging in age from 25 to 85 were in this room, sharing secrets, getting people out, signing up for NRA phone call banks or the Trump phone call banks. And I said to them in there, this isn't going to be one on TV. This isn't going to be one on the radio. Everybody in this place is going to win it. You're going to win it in your blogs. You're going to win it talking to your friends. You're going to win it at the water cooler, at lunch. You're going to win it because you're going to take somebody to the polls, and you're going to win it that way. And you're not going to let them steal it from us. And now it's interesting that I think Florida, Trump's ahead. Ohio, he's ahead by 5 points. And Ted Strickland, basically, they all pulled out on him. He was using really his past endorsements from the NRA and Buckeye Farms Association, and people really didn't understand that he was anti-gun now. Well, all it took was a couple commercials from the NRA and Buckeye, and it was over. His money went away, and even the Koch brothers pulled out, and they said, Rob Portman doesn't need their money anymore. We're going to go somewhere else. So, can't be quiet.
In Florida, Trump doesn't even have a ground game going on there, and he's ahead.
Well, you know what? I know the NRA is on the ground. I've been there a couple times. Tim Knight and I are going to be back.
His campaign.
He basically doesn't have a ground game in Ohio. The ORP, because of John Kasich, which I can't wait until he gets out of the governor's mansion. He's made sure that the Ohio Republican Party isn't even supporting him financially. It's ridiculous. The people that have these hundreds
we're going
of
to break. We're going
Trump
to
thinks
break.
It's private money.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Second call to defense. If you have a gun for any means of self-defense, whether you're carrying it, whether you got it in your car, in your house, whatever, you should be a member of Second Call Defense at secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 And welcome back. Why won't this come up? Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You're going to hear more about it as we go along because my guest today is CEO of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Now, when you were talking about what this was supposed to be the day of outrage, she was saying there were 272 mass murders. That's coming off of something called the mass shooting tracker.
Right. That's I forget. It's one of the anti-gun groups' newest research facility.
Well, they self-describe themselves as a gun control site. And do you know how many there's actually been this year?
Two. If you look at the definition of a mass killing, it's the Bozo and the Uber, and it's Orlando, Florida.
That's it. That's it.
Yep,
two.
That's it.
So
Uber driver in Kalamazoo, and it's two. And again, there isn't anything that they have passed or have been proposing that would have stopped any of these things. And how lame is it for these people to think that by taking the ability of a law-abiding citizen's ability to protect themselves away is going to do anything but make it a more dangerous place? We can talk about this. I do really just want to find a cement wall and beat my head against it because maybe it just won't hurt so bad.
What's hurting?
Just their
brain,
their type of common sense, and I guess what they want to try to make us believe as human beings. You would think there'd be a point in time when they finally would say we just can't do it anymore, but they lie, and they lie without apology because I've said it before, none of the facts are on their side anymore. None of the statistics. They lost the suicide race this year. When suicides by guns are down 5%, suicide by other means are up 27%, and they don't have that anymore.
Yeah,
and so they lose it, all of it.
Have you seen where the NSSF is partnering with somebody to try to reduce the numbers overall of suicide? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't noticed that, but I can guarantee you that the NSSF and people like that are doing more. The quote unquote gun lobby does more to prevent deaths by firearms, whether it be suicide or any other way, than any other group or organizations out there. Because you know what? We're the good guys, Bill. You know that. We're the good guys with the gun. And we care about people, and we love our families, and we love this country, and we're not going to put up with this. And finally, I think the numbers are showing that, you know, it's the silent majority that was around when Reagan was around, and, you know, you had Jimmy Carter, that they're finally are saying enough. They've seen the madness. Can you imagine what the Supreme Court will be like when Hillary Clinton steps in? There's no way to protect what she will do.
No. When did Congress go into recess? Was it June?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
That's, you know, in between the time they were in recess, Dan Gross said 4,500 people were killed by guns.
Yes, I know.
Which is more than half the total number murdered in all of 2014. But while they're all saying this, did you see the other day where they were talking to Josh Earnest, the spokeshole of the White House, asking him about gun violence in Chicago. And Earnest got out there and said, well, you know, nationally, gun violence is down. Overall violence is down. He said that recently while they're out there saying that we're having, you know, 272 Sandy Hooks a year so far this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're tripping over their tongues or they're tripping over themselves because they can't remember. And I saw that. In fact, I just saw something recently as somebody replayed that clip where he really was arguing for our side and thinking, yep, you just made our point. And did you see the police officers get struck by the car earlier in the parking garage?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear Obama's comments? He talked about how terrible a thing it was, and because of the gun violence and the ability of the firearm to make matters worse, he starts talking about guns. It's unbelievable how far this guy will stoop.
Well, didn't he want to talk about banning Buicks?
Yeah, probably so. Except
that
he realized that it was tied into to the unions and he couldn't do it. But you know what, folks? The good news is that that common sense is not dead, and the Bill Fradys of the world, the people are speaking out about it. We're listening, we're calling, we're talking, and we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and it's working for us. And generally, I would try to be doom and gloom, but I'm not going to be, because I want everybody to know that yes, we can make a difference, and we are making a difference. I hate to pick on Hillary Clinton. Well, what am I saying? I love picking on Hillary Clinton because she gives us so much. Whether it's her health, whether it's the emails, and you know what's even greater is Colin Powell's emails. All these private emails now of commenting about her are coming out. You know, just how stupid she is and how she can't do anything. And these are candid people that, you know, are supposedly supporting her, still making comments about Bill. I guess Bill's extracurricular activities are still going on in the House. So,
yeah.
But, you know, we've got to make up for that, and we just can't give up. We can't quit because there's just too much to lose, for our kids, our grandkids, and for the rest of our country. And the patriots are still out there. The people are still fighting out there. People are still standing up, and they're standing up against that. And I see us, you know, from time to time, I see the Johnson signs out there, and I shake my head. When you do that, you know, you're giving Hillary two votes. So I just got some more Trump signs, and I'm hitting my neighborhood again and my main roads by me with Trump signs and everything we can possibly do. I'm on speaking tours again. Like I said, I'm all over the Southwest Ohio. Whoever wants to listen to me speaking on behalf of Buckeye Firearms, the National Rifle Association, or Freedom, it doesn't matter. And people are out there listening, and they want to know what they can do now. So,
and I can sum up the argument about Johnson in one sentence. Actually, I can sum it up in three words. Johnson is idiotic. Did you see his statement about taking a weapon and turning it into a fully automatic by removing the firing pin?
Yes, I did. I wanted to know how he does that. He's magic.
Well, you know, these guns are they're bad. Second Call Defense, secondcalldefense.org. You can become a member of the Cult of George. George is a great guy. George and Sean work together, defending people all the time, doing things, and you can be a member of Captain Havoc's little clack, Second Call Defense. We'll be right back.
Gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to reactivegunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Find out more by going to secondcalldefense.org, but listen to me while we're talking to the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. You've been on the road a little bit. What have you been doing? What have you been finding?
Well, I've been on the road speaking. I was on the road last week, of course, the National Rifle Association Board of Directors meeting, getting fired up. And then I happened to catch Ted Nugent. I occasionally try to watch his hunting show, and you never know what Ted's going to do. He had a great speech. He was on stage someplace probably before he started playing. And he was talking about what it meant to be an American and talking about, you know, what you're out there and you're a National Rifle Association member. And if you're not, become one. He said, you have friends that aren't ones, or even worse, you have a nice National Rifle Association member in your family that lets his brother, sister, mother, father be anti-gun. Start talking about arguing and, you know, you don't, well, those are interesting views. And he says, views? They start saying the Constitution, you know, the first 10 amendments. The Golden Rule, the Ten Commandments, that's the very foundation that this great country was built on, and views to let those go. And that's what we have to remember. They're attacking, these progressives are attacking every bit of what makes us Americans. And what I've seen out there is a slow, steady uprising of what's been happening. And then I've had the opportunity to speak to a couple of different organizations specifically related to Second Call Defense. And we had another brandishing case, or I got a telephone call two nights ago with another brandishing case, which, you know, expanded over time to where the police had to get involved and probably stopped something. So, and what saved it was, I want to remind people again, if you have to touch, talk, mention, or do anything about a firearm, you need to be the first person to make the phone call. Either 911 if the situation demands it, or the non-emergency number if you've de-escalated things and you're not safe. But you have to be, because if you let the bad guy, the true bad guy, get there first, he starts lying like crazy. And for some reason, it's just always, even with the most well-trained police officers, the guy to the phone first seems to win. He starts out winning. And it takes a little bit to dig ourselves out of the hole, but we can do it. So please remember, especially if you're a member of Second Call Defense, don't worry about it. Even if you brandish, you're covered. We're going to pay for everything. We're going to start right off the bat, and if you want to make a statement and you want an attorney beside you when you're making a statement, even when you're just brandishing, you have to be charged with anything. If you're a Second Call Defense member, you've brandished, you've had to use your firearm in any way, we're there beside you. And I start yelling at our clients on the phone. I said, don't wait. This guy waited 3 hours. And the other guy had already made a police report. You know, when I got on the phone with the police officers and with our Second Call Defense members, the true story came out, and there were some obvious holes in this other guy's story that didn't make sense. That then we filled in those holes. But please, if you're out there, whether you're a Second Call Defense member or not, if you're not, I don't understand why at $10 a month, if that's what it has to be, get an attorney 24 hours a day. Bill will tell you never walk alone with us, but just please remember to be the first person to make that phone call, because you're the good guy with the gun. And, you know, they say statistically that we use a firearm once every 13 seconds in America in self-defense. We hardly ever hear about those. Those are hardly ever reported because the vast majority are brandishing. We brandish a firearm. We de-escalate the situation. We go home and say, God, that was close. Don't stop it there, because you never know when that person is going to follow you, when it's going to come again. 2 weeks later, again, the same person's in your face. You want to have a record with the police that this has happened before. You called it in, and you had to do what you had to do. So that's the speech for tonight. Just try to remember, remind you guys that, you know, we're the good guys with the gun, and so don't be afraid to call the police.
Let me ask you a question. In the cases where somebody might get arrested, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say I've not been this you know, angelic person all of my life, but I don't have a criminal record. So if I'm out there and somebody calls the cops on me and says that I pointed a gun at them, and they show up, they're going to run everything about me, aren't they, before they make a call? And run everything about him? I mean, they're going to go get that guy and bring him, or what are they going to do?
You would think. In a lot of cases, you know, that doesn't happen, or the fact that this person had a gun pointed at him, you would think that when someone comes in and files a report, you get the information, and probably is going to be known. But I've had cases where the guy has a rap sheet 20 or 30 filing cabinets long, and the other guy's never been arrested, never had a parking ticket. But because that first person makes the phone call, and really, they're making a phone call because these guys know the system. They live the system. They can gin the system. They've been in the system. So they know that if they can be the first person to call, they can at least try to protect themselves. And this is my favorite thing. They're already on community control. They're on parole. And so, if they get caught touching and looking at a gun, they're going to jail already, so they always want to make the first phone call. But common sense would dictate that that would happen, but a lot of times it's just not happening. They roll up to the house or wherever it's happening, or someone comes up and says, hey, what are you doing? This is a report. And immediately, you know, you're the bad guy. So that's why I say, you know, make the phone call the first time. That'll make our lives a lot easier down the road. But, Bill, you're right. The vast majority of these people are recidivists. The vast majority, overwhelming majority, well over 90% of the people committing crimes, already committed crimes and have been arrested for committing crimes and are out of jail or didn't get sentenced, or Cincinnati's my favorite. Their jail is so crowded, if you get they only take the worst felons in. But you can do some pretty heinous crimes. You know what they tell you? Call us up every Friday, and when room opens up, we'll get you in jail. Well, that happens about once, and then these people disappear forever. So those are out there, and that's everywhere in America. You never know. Guys, you never know who's walking down the street beside you. That guy that's looking at you just don't know. And it's not being paranoid. You know what? We decided we got to protect our gift of life. And, you know, thankfully, probably a decade ago now, you had judges, you have police chiefs, you have sheriffs, deputies, you have police officers saying, folks, get a gun because we can't be there to protect you.
Yeah, the honest ones anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to we got a guy in the on hold right now. We're not going to get to him yet because we're coming up on the break. So if you will, please hang on there, brother, PW. Hang on through the break, and we'll get to you first thing. Second call defense, any combination of my name. And you'd be surprised how many people don't do this. But any combination of my name, Bill and Load, Frady and Locke, Locke and Bill, whatever it is, Bill Frady, B. Frady, whatever it is, gets you your first month free. Your first month is free just for using that. And, you know, when I got my package in the mail and I got to thinking about what I do every day, I wanted to film this opening of the package, but I didn't really have time to do it that day, but I had to force myself to film it because I've been waiting on this package, and I go out daily, and, you know, this was, I think, I don't remember when this was, but something had just happened. I was thinking, what if I have to shoot somebody today? So I went ahead and filmed that so I'd have that card with that phone number to make that second call with that script and all the other things that helped me with the police, because you're going to be going through a lot of physical changes temporarily when that happens. Part of it's going to be speaking really fast and in ways you can't even imagine you're going to do if you shoot somebody. You need second call defense to calm you down and get you in the right frame of mind, because your legal defense begins with that phone call. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. You've heard all the reasons. Join them. Going to the phones, my guest is Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense CEO and founder. Going to the phones, we have PW. Yes, sir.
Good evening, exalted ones.
Exalted one and me.
I feel pretty privileged to be in the hallowed house of the famous people of the world.
Well, let me know when you get there, okay? I'd like to hear them.
I just wanted to kind of chip in while things were going on here, and been a while, but I had you've heard of milestone events in your life?
Yes, sir, I have.
You know, when you get married, when you get divorced, when you have babies, when parents die.
Right.
Well, I had two this year. One of them was being an ultimate defense member. And the second one was getting off my butt when I went to Louisville and got into the NRA membership. So that's.
It's just you taking the fight that you've probably been doing all of your life and going pro with it, PW.
It's just been a little more formal with all the signing on the dotted line stuff.
Yeah. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I sure am. Just listening.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're welcome to chip in. I mean, I found out the other day because I was talking to our mutual friend, Mr. Knight, that you're now back and sitting on one of those chairs at the NRA as well, in addition to being everything else that you do.
Yes, I am. And, you know, strangely enough, folks, I'm sitting on the board of directors of the National Rifle Association, I got some great new committees, but I'm up for re-election again. So all you NRA members, life members, or five-year annual, probably sometime in February or January magazine, you're going to see my name on the ballot again. And I also want to let everybody out there know that in my experience, I have never, ever seen a more dedicated group of individuals that I've seen in the past 2 weeks, both at the NRA board meeting and the people that they're bringing in. They're taking this fight seriously, and it's this fight we all have to take seriously. But I came away with a great feeling knowing that I don't believe the NRA could possibly give any more than what they're doing. They have the game plan and the battle plan that they have out there. I watched them single-handedly as an organization run the Strickland people out of Ohio and protect the Senate with Rob Portman. And they got a plan. They have commercials. They have things that are on the way that are truly going to blow you away. They know who those 45% of people are. They're women. They know how to get to them. The fastest growing base in the world is a female gun owner. And what they're doing and what they care about now, it's not what my mom was doing. It was not what my mom was caring about when I was a kid, that's for sure. And so just got to keep it up. Talk to your friends, talk to each other, and if you're not an NRA member, become one. Join the Second Amendment Foundation, the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, something. Somebody needs to be fighting out there for you. And if you're not an NRA member, please, you should be. And if anybody signs up tonight for Second Call Defense, I'll dig up another batch of Minuteman pins and reward you with that. So I'll check the dates, and I'll give everybody a couple weeks, anybody this month. Anybody this month who comes in from this day forward, I'll give you some Minuteman pins as a little incentive to join Second Call Defense, and hopefully you'll remember me telling you to join the NRA if you're not a member already.
PW, when you were doing all that stuff, when you were joining everything that you joined, did you feel differently, or did it feel? I mean, if it was one of those life defining moments for you, what were you thinking?
Well, there's a couple of different angles. Number one, I've never, ever met a lawyer that I would walk across the street to shake his hand. And I can tell you that Sean Maloney is a man that I have a whole new respect and a whole new world that I have begun to appreciate. So I'm going to tell you straight up, that's number one. Number two is... the NRA thing, I went to Louisville and, gave my number to get in and do that. But I certainly plan to get a little more or a lot more, whatever, involved with that. And I'll still go back on my restroom wall marking that I'll say this year is going to be the second most important year in our country's history. So... past that, I was watching a show the other day that as much problem as we have here in the U.S., I was watching a thing on Netflix. It was called Caught on Camera, and it was about the things going into Canada. And in Canada, when you go into there, they can take your phone, they can take your iPad, and they can look at your texts and your messages and all that stuff and decide whether or not they want to admit you or not. And when I look at that against the borders of southern and probably a few northern areas where people are just walking across and here you are, I have mixed emotions about it. I don't like for government to lift up my skirt and see anything they want just because they say so, but at the same time, guys, we got to get on a program to get things tightened up and get away from this free flow stuff like what they got over in Sweden. And, those guys are just flowing across things and making life terrible over there.
Yeah, I think Sweden is getting on that, too. Listen, PW, let me run so that I can give the boss his due before we go flip into the next hour. Very good call.
And thank you for calling and thinking about us. And I can still remember when I became a life member of the National Rifle Association. I can still remember when my godfather gave me my first annual membership. So that's just one of those things that's always been in my heart and my soul and my life. And I appreciate it. And I appreciate your kind comments.
All right, kids, I'm out. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. As we get ready to shut it down, can we say, like, if somebody joins, use the code Minuteman?
Yeah, if you want to do that.
Yes, Minuteman is the code. Get a pin. Get a pin from Sean. And, you know.
They'll get your pin, your free month, and still, if you know, if anything related to Bill Frady is going to get you a free month also. And there's many expletives that can be used.
All expletives will be accepted when describing Bill Frady when trying to join, and I'm perfectly good with that. I have no problem with that as long as you join. Call me. I don't care what you call me.
You know, but Bill, you know, I just want to tell your listeners, and I'm sure you guys get the same feeling that I do. You're the type of guy I just want to be walking down a dark street with. I want to have you two steps to my left. So, and those are the people I make my friends, and it doesn't take very long to tell you, and I have one standard thing. Your views on firearms and the right of self-defense always, always, always is the first thing, because let me tell you something, that's a mark of a true man and a true woman on how they value their gift of life.
Yeah, the old adage is, for me, always hold true. Although, even if I'm walking down a street, most of the time I try to provide a little illumination, and it makes people kind of nervous because those gun-mounted flashlights are awfully bright.
Yeah, sweeping the street with that, that'll work.
They always show the barrel end of the gun, too. Everybody's like, what's that floating out there with a hole in it? Makes everybody nervous. I try not to walk too often in the dark because it also brings unwarranted attention.
Well, you know, and that's I think we talked about this before real quick. That's why I created Second Call Defense. I got sick and tired of us good guys with guns getting the short end of the stick because of whatever. And I said, there's got to be a better way. And, you know, we've been running this baby for 4 years now, and I can tell you that luckily and thank God everything is working the way I thought. I used the over 20 years experience as a criminal defense attorney, and I knew what I wanted, and I knew what would work, and so far it has been. And there's nothing better than to have somebody go to jail, and before they get there, when they're getting locked up, the bond company's waiting for them to bond them out. So.
We're going to flip into the account. We'll see you.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapon modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.